How Florida citrus acreage and production levels have fared since HLB was found in Florida, and the keys to HLB management were discussed by University of Florida researcher Kelly Morgan at Citrus Expo. Morgan also addressed best management practices. He summarizes his presentations on all those topics.
Well, there was a decrease in both acres and tree counts within Florida prior to greening being recognized in 2005. That was primarily due to canker eradication efforts. What's evident is that after HLB was verified in 2005, the rates of both acre and tree decline was numbers were declined very rapidly, and they are still declining at a slower rate even today. The production, however, after an initial dip between 2005 and 2007, has been fairly steady and very similar to productions that we had after the freezes of the 1980s, in the early 1990s. We're slightly less than that production level. We're hoping that over time, as some of the practices such as foliar nutrient applications, irrigation management, and other things kick in, we'll have improvements in yield that will bring us back to the level after the freezes and hopefully above that.
Did you take a look at what per acre production averages are now?
Yes, we've gone statewide from about 600 to 800 boxes per acre down to a level of about 450 boxes per acre statewide. Obviously, some areas are much lower than that than others.
And you also noted some keys, of course, psyllid control, I think, being number one to maintaining production. But I'll let you tell us the big keys to maintaining production in the HLB era.
Psyllid management is absolutely the key to this entire process. Without that, the other things are moot. You have to control psyllids so that reinfection of trees or continued infection of trees doesn't occur or occurs at a very low rate. The practices that are emphasized are practices that relieve stress to the tree. Stresses that were non-consequential before HLB are very consequential now. They will reduce the growth habits of the tree, the vigor of the trees, and they will certainly reduce yield. We saw a prime example of that with the fruit loss at the end of last year's rainy season, which could occur this year with the large amount of rain that we've had. You have to maintain water management. You have to maintain nutrients to the trees for a longer period of time going into the fall, and potentially some level of nutrient management through the winter. That hasn't happened in the past because we didn't want to encourage flushes of growth during the winter that would cause the trees not to be acclimated to cold weather. But that may have to be something we look at more as we go on with HLB, because there is a distinct difference in vigor of the trees between the summer rainy season and the winter. That's could be related to temperature. There's a known effect that high temperatures will reduce the titer of the bacteria in the trees and reduce symptoms. We've all seen that. Then we go into the fall and we have higher symptoms. We may have to continue our nutrient programs into the fall so that when they get into the winter, they're not as much in a state of decline as they have been.
Does that pretty much wrap up the production side?
Yeah, it really does. Any stresses need to be avoided. That's the bottom line of it. Nutrient has to be maintained. Irrigation has to be maintained. Water quality of the water, irrigation water, has to be looked at. Bicarbonates, which was never a problem before, greening, is now very much a problem in some groves.
One other point I remember that you did make, too, you said constant nutrition seems to be better for helping HLB conditions than occasional fertilization.
Exactly, and that's what I was referring to with fertilizing more into the fall season. We've traditionally stopped fertilizing as we go into the fall, but because of the open hydroponic work that we've done, it's obvious that with these greening trees that we have to maintain the nutrient level for much longer periods of time.
Talk to us a little bit about BMPs.
I referred to in the talk the carrot or the stick, and BMPs are very much the carrot. We've been doing BMPs for over 15 years now. Growers are somewhat familiar with them on various levels. We're going to continue to emphasize BMPs. We've consolidated, as far as citrus is concerned, we consolidated the manuals. We had four different manuals, actually, three that were related to the East Coast, the Peace River, and the Gulf production areas. It goes into a lot of different production practices, drainage, water quality, and those kinds of things that aren't necessarily practiced on the ridge. On the ridge, we only had the nitrate BMP, looking at proper fertilizer application. We've combined all of those manuals into one. The three areas, East Coast, Peace River, and Gulf Coast, are grandfathered in because the manuals are very much similar to what they were working on before. The ridge has to be re-enrolled because it's so much different than they had previously. But that taken into account, nearly 100% of citrus is enrolled under BMPs, so that's very excellent. In contrast to the rest of the state, including forestry, which statewide we're only at about 40% enrollment. The stick part of it is something that the Florida Department of Environmental Regulation is getting into this year, just starting this year, and it relates back to numeric nutrient criteria. And that is that in certain BMAP areas, if you are not enrolled in BMPs, you have to start a monitoring program. And DEP will dictate exactly how many wells you'll have to have, how many samples you'll be taking, and all of that cost will go to the grower. They'll have to pay the cost for that. So that's a very big stick.
Being in BMPs gives you, what's that wordage, something of compliance?
Yes, presumption of compliance. And that's the key part of the carrot, is that if you comply with the BMPs, you will now not be required to go under any monitoring, but you will be assumed that you are in compliance with all of the requirements, and that for certain certain litigations cannot be brought against the grower if you are under BMPs.
So obviously we still got a few citrus growers aren't in, even though we're close to 100%. When do those who aren't in, is there a deadline to get in?
The Ridge growers have to be re-enrolled by January 2015. So they have almost 18 months to do that. Whatever citrus growers aren't enrolled at that time will have to go through the entire process rather than just the re-enrollment that is currently being conducted.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.